So what have we covered in this series? Well, I've given you an idea of what real magic is and what it can do. I've also shown you how to construct your own magic formula, as well as giving you some basic formulas to follow. I also discussed pentagrams and hexagrams and how to use them, and finally, I've covered each of the magical elements. So where do you go from here? Well, first you begin practicing the sample magic formula I've given you in this series. Then I want you to construct your own magic formula from scratch using everything I have shown you here. Use it on some aspect of your life that you may want to change. Of course, you will do a meditation or give that action some thought before you go and wield that magic, as you would not want to generate negative karma from actions that are not in complete harmony with the universe. Then, after you have used the sample formula and constructed one or two on your own, you may want to look at other magical formula that other people have created or have been handed down over the years. You will, of course, examine every symbol, call, and wording in this formula before wielding it, as to make sure you know exactly what it is going to do. The use of magic is a great power and a great responsibility. Magic can be a nice tool to help augment your reality creating. When used properly, it can change your life quickly and easily and lead you on the path to higher knowing. My hope with this series is to clear away the garbage and often the double talk you hear about magic. Some of this double talk can be dangerous if you are not careful. This series should have given you the basic understanding of magic so that you don't get the wool pulled over your eyes by unscrupulous magicians or people who would have you abuse your powers of manifestation. I also urge you only to get involved with white magic and be very careful of gray magic. Don't let someone talk you into using any kind of magic system that is not in harmony with all that is. Magic that is not in harmony with all that is will have you taking on huge amounts of karma that, quite honestly, you will probably not be able to get rid of in this lifetime. So now, with all that said, I bring this series to a close and wish you luck in your magical endeavors.